For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. David beat Goliath in the Idaho Senate last week. The Republican-led body denied pesticide manufacturers blanket immunity from civil suits. According to Jonathan Oppenheimer with the Idaho Conservation League, the industry argues their compliance with government regulations should be enough.
As long as that label is approved by EPA and that pesticide is approved for use in the United States, they would be immune from any liability.
Corporations, including Bayer, back legislation to protect them from class action suits. But consumer advocates like Oppenheimer say they need accountability. Bayer subsidiary Monsanto faces an $11 billion settlement over cancer risks from the herbicide Roundup.
We're coming at this from a perspective of there should be justice for those who may be harmed by using products if they are not warned about those potential health consequences.
Pesticide makers are pushing similar bills in other states, including Florida, Missouri, and Iowa. The internet can be expensive, and not everyone knows about a federal program to help low-income Americans reduce their bill. Bea Partella explains.
The Affordable Connectivity Program provides a monthly $30 subsidy for broadband to about 23 million homes. But Daily Yonder reporter Sarah Malott says research shows many rural folks aren't even aware the program exists.
About 37% of rural eligible households were enrolled, compared to just over half of urban households.
One factor that influences rural enrollment is how far people live from places to help them register, like public libraries. And Malott says none of that will matter if the program expires. If Congress fails to approve the billions needed to keep it running, no one can register.
Funding for the program is dwindling quickly. The FCC halted new enrollments in the program on February 8th, citing concerns over lack of funds.
I'm Bea Portella.
A conservative environmental group says candidates can win over millennials and Gen Z voters by listening to their ideas, especially about renewable energy.
Both sides of the aisle have something to learn from this messaging.
Chris Bernard, president of the American Conservation Coalition, cites recent polling that shows young rural conservatives are firmly in favor of clean power for their communities. But he says the polling also shows 4 in 10 feel disenfranchised and unheard.
You need to talk about the fact that you can do this while growing the local economies.
To win in rural areas, he says conservative politicians need to recognize that millennials and Gen Z voters will be the majority in just 4 years.
There's a strong future for young people in rural areas that care about clean energy, but we just need to give them a voice at the table.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.